Part 1, 7 tips to keep you merry and light this holiday season. The holidays are the toughest time of year to be healthy. There are sweets and treats at almost every turn, and avoiding them, or at least having self-control when you do partake, is often easier said than done. When I was developing my Merry and Light holiday checklist for you, my mission was to help defeat the usual all-or-nothing holiday approach that leaves you neither merry nor light when it's all said and done, but rather to have a healthy balance of both. In other words, if you choose to make choices that only leave you merry, this might involve overindulging because it's fun in the moment, only leaving you feeling heavy later, physically and emotionally, perhaps. On the other hand, if your sole focus during the holidays is being light by exhibiting the utmost discipline and restraint when it comes to food and drink, then you may look back and regret not tasting some of the best treats of the season. My aim today and always is to encourage you to move away from the all or nothing approach and rather practice balance this month, a healthy approach, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. As we near the end of the year, my hope is to give you some strategies to help you have it all this holiday season, because it is possible. So today, I've outlined some specific locations that you're most likely to be tempted to overindulge in the next several weeks, and 7 tips to help you keep that merry and light balance. So today I'm going to go through 2 locations and 3 tips. And then next week I'm going to give you the final location with 4 more tips. Okay, so let's start with location number 1, and that is at home. There are good and bad things about home being one of the places you're most likely to overindulge. Do you want the good or the bad news first? Most likely the bad first. So I'll start there. The bad news is that your home is convenient. Feel like a treat? Just a few steps away, your treats patiently await you in the pantry, cabinet, or fridge. Not only are treats easily accessible at home, but they're also easier to keep private. If you're cunning enough, no one will know if you sneak a treat at home. Besides yourself, of course, which often leads to negative self-talk, but that's for another time. Okay, are you ready for the good news? The good news is that out of the 3 places you're most likely to overindulge, your home is the most easily controlled. That is, if you choose to take control. What I mean is that perhaps not everyone at home is trying to stay as merry and light as you are. This can be tricky, but again, it's up to you to seize control over what enters and what doesn't enter the house. If you absolutely don't have control over this, it's okay. Sometimes the many outweigh the few, or maybe in your case, the one. But again, it's okay because there are 2 other locations you can tweak to work in your favor, and they're coming up later. But first, a tip on how to keep your home merry and light. So here's tip number 1. Keep only healthy food at home. Remember that half the battle of overindulging at home is just not bringing the treats through the door in the first place. Keep in mind that sooner is easier than later. In other words, throwing away, leaving it, or giving it away, treats that is easier to do sooner rather than later. Personally, what I do is throw away, leave it, or give it away as soon as possible. This way, I don't even think about it, and therefore, don't give myself time to rationalize why it's a good idea to bring it home. Okay, location number 2 is at work. The office, if you're going back there yet, is often one of the hardest places to avoid treats during the holidays. I found this to be true, especially for my clients who are teachers. Their students constantly bring them holiday sweets, not to mention the treats that usually await them in the break room. But the temptations aren't just for my clients who are teachers. They're also for my clients who work in an office setting. People might bring in various holiday sweets and treats, and if you're not mindful, it's easy to consume some unhealthy treat at work every day. So here's tip number two. Take your lunch and snacks to work. It's easy to get a little lazy this time of year and depend on office treats for snacks throughout the day, as well as going out to eat with your coworkers for lunch. Look, I get it. It's been a long, strange year. You've worked hard, you're tired, and you need a break. However, do your best to take your lunch and snacks to work as much as possible. Even a few times a week or once is better than none. Whatever you bring to work to eat and drink is likely to be healthier than going out for lunch or grazing on office snacks all day. Now, you can't go halfway with this tip. Just bringing your lunch and snack to work is only half the battle. You must commit to eating it. A good rule of thumb is to commit to not bringing your lunch or snack back home. This also means not leaving it in the office fridge for the next day either. It means sticking to your plan and eating it the day you brought it. Now, one more thing. I know that once in a while you might like to go out to lunch with your coworkers, especially this time of year. That's totally fine. But keep in mind that it's best if it's planned ahead of time and not a spur of the moment decision, because that's when we make the worst ones, because they tend to be emotional and not logical. And more on this in part two next week. Okay, tip number three for today, decide which treats are worth it and which are not. This is a great tip to always keep in mind, but especially during the holidays. Look, some treats might be worth it, but not all of them. This is a healthy balance, having one but leaving the rest. Which one is the most worth it for you? Pick it out, enjoy it completely, savor it, and make sure you don't bring home any extras. Okay, there you have it. Part one of my two-part series. I shared three tips with you today that will help keep you merry and light and keep that balance this holiday season. But stay tuned for four more tips that are coming at you next week. In the meantime, download my Merry and Light holiday checklist that's in the show notes, print it out, put it up on your fridge, your mirror, or at the office, and send it to your friends so they can do the same. Have a great week, and I'll be back next week with part two. If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it. The best way is to simply tell your midlife friends about it. It also helps the show's visibility if you rate and review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or simply directly in your Apple Podcasts app if you listen to the show that way. And if you want more me time in your life and continue the conversations we have on the show with other women on a similar journey, consider joining our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook. Simply search for Me Time Midlife Community in your Facebook search bar, or go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.